9 personal hygiene practices Americans take for granted. In the United States, personal hygiene can make or break your chances in the job world and in your personal life. We take for granted the daily bathing, access to toilets, and regular hand washing with soap. Clean water makes us smell good and keeps the flu away. But in other areas around the world, personal hygiene is a matter of life and death. Here are 9 cleanliness habits that you should feel lucky to practice. Daily bathing. Americans make fun at certain European cultures for not taking a daily bath, and some people in this country even take multiple showers, especially in hot, sticky climates or after a workout. But daily bathing has only been standard, even in the U.S., since the mid-1800s, much later in rural areas and in newer American cities. In the 1940s, was a tipping point for the obsessing about daily showers, making our sensibility about hygiene relatively a new phenomenon. In the regions around the world that don't have any kind of plumbing or even soap, people wash themselves with their hands or dipping into rivers which may be contaminated. 2. Dental hygiene and correction. As a nation, we're pretty snobby about our teeth. Not everyone can afford braces for sure, but the families who can value smile correction as much as their actual physical health. But for braces, even became an option, children are taught to brush and floss twice daily, and people often bring toothbrushes with them on the plane to work and to school to brush their teeth between meals. But the rest of the world, and we don't just mean England, doesn't have the luxury to brush, floss, or receive cosmetic teeth treatment. In fact, the World Dental Relief Mission is to distribute dental supplies to healthcare facilities to Latin America, South America, Africa, and Southeast Asia, where dental hygiene really does become a health issue. 3. Private bedrooms and bathrooms. Outside of a college dormitory, most Americans prefer to have private bathrooms and bedrooms, and even privileged siblings don't have to share sinks or sleeping space. Hotel rooms all have private bathrooms, and businesses with clean public bathrooms have started promoting their novelty services as a huge draw for Americans who can't stand sharing germs. But in places like India, toilets, let alone private bathrooms, aren't as readily available as to much of the population. UN experts believe that just 31% of the population of India has access to modern sanitation, and that's 1.1 billion people around the world. Do the number 2 with no walls, doors, or toilets protecting their privacy. 4. Clean water. So you can only get so clean by using dirty water to wash your hands, brush your teeth, and wash your food and clothes. Water sources around the world are more than 884 million people worldwide don't have access to safe, clean drinking water. Communities in these areas are forced to either deny using the water or many personal hygiene habits that require it, or use it and get sick. For Americans, the only time that we really confronted with dangerous water situations is major natural disaster or similar emergency situation. 5. Menstruation. When the woman in the United States gets her period, she might complain of bloating, cramps, and irritation or fatigue. But as much as PMS slows our busy lives down here, women and girls in other parts of the world miss out on school because they have no disposable supplies or even a second pair of underclothes to use through their cycle. They fall behind in classes, adding the drastic imbalance of educated women in their countries. 6. Deodorant. Our big concern with deodorant is if it really contains harmful cancer-causing chemicals and not having access to it. Underarm odor is one of the biggest stigmas regarding personal hygiene in America and can negatively affect your job interview, romantic life, and ability to retain any friends. Mainstream deodorants usually cost between $3 and $6 and are a standard application for most Americans over the age of 10 at least. But for regions in the world where soap and clean water is hard to find, having fresh, rain-smelling armpits is in a high on the list of personal hygiene priorities. 7. Bandages and wound care. Beyond brushing your teeth and controlling underarm odor, there are some less superficial personal hygiene products Americans still take for granted, merely wound care. Band-Aids and rummy alcohol are readily available to clean up even scrapes and preventing infections. But clean, adhesive, disposable bandages are a rarity in many populations. 8. Laundry. Polluted water in many areas around the world, including China, India's Ganges River, and in other regions, is the only source for washing clothes. Clean water is reserved for food preparation and drinking water, and American-sized washing machines and dryers aren't even an option. While we search for apartments with private laundry units, other communities couldn't even dream of such a luxury. Even in Europe, washing machines are much smaller than our own. 9. Soap. We use variations of soap daily to wash our hair, dishes, clothes, cars, and hands. But some underserved populations rely on using bars of soap for keeping themselves clean and healthy. Just having soap to wash their hands can reduce millions of deaths of little children due to respiratory and diarrheal issues. In the third world countries, according to the sanitation updates blog.